This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikant Das-led Monetary Policy Committee MPC has decided unanimously to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.5%. This is the fourth time in a row that the MPC has decided to maintain the status quo on the repo rate. The repo rate is the interest rate at which the RBI lends money to commercial banks. The decision was taken during the three-day MPC meeting of the RBI, which began on Wednesday. Announcing the bi-monthly monetary policy today, the RBI governor said the decision was taken after a detailed assessment of the evolving macroeconomic and financial developments and the outlook. He said the RBI will remain focused on withdrawal of accommodation to tame inflation and support growth. The government has constituted an interministerial central team to make an assessment of damages caused due to flash floods in Sikkim. The Union Home Ministry said the team will visit the affected areas of the state shortly, and based on its assessment, further additional central assistance to Sikkim will be approved. The situation in Sikkim is being closely monitored by the central government at the highest level around the clock. The centre also approved the release of around 45 crore rupees disaster assistance to the flood-affected Sikkim. The centre said it is also providing full support to the Sikkim government by mobilising timely logistical assistance to deal with the situation effectively. The devastating flash flood also claimed 19 lives. The State Disaster Management Department said 103 people, including army personnel, are missing. In Assam, massive waterlogging due to incessant rainfall has thrown life out of gear at many areas in Guwahati city. Heavy rainfall in the past couple of days caused massive problems for the city dwellers. Several areas of Guwahati, including Anil Nagar, Nabi Nagar, Zoo Road, are witnessing flood-like situation. Vehicular movement is disrupted in Guwahati city due to waterlogging. In Mumbai, 7 persons, including 2 minors, lost their lives after a major fire broke out at a 7-storey residential building in the Mumbai suburb of Goregaon in the early hours today. The Prime Minister has expressed grief over the incident. He announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of the deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a review meeting on left-wing extremism in New Delhi. Union Ministers Nityanand Rai, Aswini Chaubey, Arjun Munda and Devu Singh Chauhan, as well as National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, among others, attended the meeting. Chief Ministers of LWE-affected states also participated in the day-long meeting. Iranian human rights activist Narges Mohammadi has been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize 2023 for her fight against the oppression of women. She remains in jail as she becomes the 19th woman to win the Nobel Peace Prize. She is among the leading human rights activists in Iran. Ms. Mohammadi has been arrested 13 times, convicted 5 times, sentenced to a total of 31 years in prison and got 154 lashes. The Nobel Committee has decided to award Narges Mohammadi for her fight against the oppression of women in Iran and her fight to promote human rights and freedom for all. At the Hangzhou Asian Games in China, India amassed a total of historic 91 medals, including 21 gold, 33 silver and 37 bronze. India is currently in the fourth place in the medal tally. Today, the Indian recurve women's team in archery clinched bronze after defeating Vietnam 6-2 in the bronze medal playoff match, whereas the men's team bagged silver against South Korea in the finals. The India's women's team clinched bronze in Spectator Raw after losing against Thailand. In wrestling, Sonam bagged bronze in the women's freestyle 62kg category against Long Jia of China by 7-5. In badminton, H.S. Pranoy had to settle for a bronze. In Kabaddi, India's men's team beat Pakistan to enter the finals. In cricket, Pakistan were 158 for 4 in 28.1 overs against the Netherlands in their opening match of men's ODI World Cup in Hyderabad. And with that, we end this news bulletin.